Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 3, he said, you're carnal because there's strife and division among you. Some are saying, I'm of Paul. Some are saying, I'm of Apollos. Some are saying, well, I'm of Peter. Some said, I ain't of none of them. I'm of Jesus. You know, that bunch is just as carnal as the other ones. We don't need anybody. Just me and Jesus. I lost a few people on that one, I guess. Because they were all primed to say, well, that's my answer. No, no. You are of the body. You're a part of the body. Jesus is the head of the body. You can't say I'm part of Jesus, but not part of the body. He's the head of the body. And I like what he said in correcting them about their separating off into their groups. He said, all things are yours. I'm yours. Apollos is yours. Peter is yours. You got all of us. You don't have to pick. This is how I believe. I don't have to pick. Phyllis and I stood, this has been back in the early 80s. God had just let us go to a church and be a speaker. This is up in New England. In a church that had not had a speaker outside of their denomination in 50 years. Very, very formal, huge stone cathedral, stained glass. From the moment I got there, I thought, what am I doing here? Wow. And they had committees for their committees. And they wanted me to meet with a certain committee and discuss what I was going to preach. And then that was going to be submitted to another committee to see if they approved. And then we were supposed to meet with another committee after I spoke to discuss what I spoke on that was approved by the committee. But it was very, very formal. And in fact, the leader said a certain particular, he said, now, if you gentlemen would like to remove your coats at this point, it was hot, there was no air conditioning, then you could do so now. Now's the appropriate time. No amens, no hallelujahs. And we had a healing meeting. And we had a call to receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And people were filled in the altar. And they spoke in tongues quietly. And I'm standing on the steps, the big stone steps, that Sunday morning. This was after the night that we'd had that service. And it was so precious. I'm standing beside the pastor. And they're coming out and they're shaking my hands. And I mean, this is the, what's the word for it? But reserved type of operation. And very traditional, very traditional. And people would take my hand, and not just one or two, but several. They took my hand, and they'd lean in, and they'd go, I enjoyed that, and I got healed last night. I said, thank you, Brother Moore, and I just want you to know, I spoke in tongues last night. I just said, praise God. And so, God has always done that with us. I mean, some of the places we've wound up, just only God could have done it. But there's been more than once I've had people ask me and say, well, you went to so-and-so? You spoke for them? I said, yeah. They said, well, I happen to know that they got problems up there. I said, well, that might be one reason the Lord had sent me. Help them out, right?
Right. Amen.
But having, you run into some politics early on, it got so strong in my spirit until one day I came in and I talked to Phyllis about it. We stood up in our little home, took hands and stood before the Lord. I said, we're going to do this. I said, Lord, before you, we're saying it. We will never choose sides for one against another in your body and in your kingdom. We will not do it. I can have more than one friend. Are you listening? I can be a part of more than one ministry and more than one church, and we don't have to agree on everything, to love each other and to walk in unity. And we've endeavored to hold to that. Watch out for the devil. He is a divider. I said he's a divider. When you see things dividing and strife and hurting and separation, you know the devil's in the middle of it. Did you hear me? Don't be a part of it. Don't be a part of it. Which one you're a part of? We love everybody. You say, well, you're just idealistic. I've had people tell me, well, you have a responsibility to comment about what other people believe and what they teach. Said who? I've not read about any Holy Ghost police. They're supposed to go around and police the body and examine and critique people's doctrine. There is one who judges. There is one. And it ain't me. And it ain't you. A lot of folk judging. And there's something that follows on to that. You know what happens after you judge? You will be judged. And you won't enjoy it. So if you're smart, when you're tempted to judge, you'll have nothing to say. What do you think about so-and-so? What do you think about that? I think I love them. And I'm praying for them. I want to see them do good. Amen. And what about so-and-so? Now, I've had people just push me. I've had people invite me out supposedly to eat, and that's what it was for. I've had people invite me to be a part of a meeting, and it was only to do that, to corral me and push me. They said, well, tell me what you think about that. And I said, nothing. They said, I know you do, so just tell me. I said, no, I don't allow myself. Amen. It's none of my business. So I got nothing to say. Praise God. Well, no, you do, and you need to, because you have a voice, and you're supposed to. And who are you? Telling me what I need to do? Amen. You got all these people that are hearing from God about what you need to do. I got a voice and I got a place, but you got to hear from God for me to tell me what to do with that place. No. Wonder how in the world we got that place. Not knowing how to hear from God any better than that. Amen, oh me, or hallelujah. Said out loud, I love the whole body of Christ. And I'm not a judge. Amen. Amen. How do we get into all that? Go with me to Genesis 49. Did we read the last verse I had you turn to? What was it? Yeah, you read that. Sure you did. Y'all already forgot. Genesis 49. Moving right along. Can you have more than one friend? Man, there's a lot of, never talk bad about a denomination or a group of people. You don't know all those people. And never, you know, even think you know what somebody taught and you didn't even hear what they taught. You're hearing something third and fourth hand. No. Don't presume. Don't assume. There's a lot of good people in a lot of churches that some people just written off because it's a such and such church. Well, they don't know God. Whew. They could put you to shame in a lot of areas. No, always be, you know, we talk about prejudice. And when you say prejudice, usually people think about color. And they think about black, white, whatever. But prejudice goes far and wide. There are people that are prejudiced against any particular kind of church that they think believes this or that. There are people that are prejudiced against educated people. There are people prejudiced against uneducated. Just because you're from a certain part of the country. You know, especially there are times in past years where I went to certain places up in the Northeast and opened my mouth and they heard my accent and assumed I was ignorant. Because I had a drawl. Big mistake. I was in a place up in the Northeast another time and I was the only Caucasian fellow there. And somebody asked me where I grew up, and I told them Mississippi. And about half of them looked at me sideways like, bet his daddy was in the Klan. Well, my daddy wasn't in the Klan. How many understand you're a fool to judge a whole group of people and you don't know 99% of them based on one common characteristic? You're a fool if you do that. And we're not fools around here at Faith Life Church, right? No matter who we meet, we don't care where they come from or where they say their church is or their background. We don't know them, but we're expecting the best. They're going to have to prove us wrong. Thank you, Lord. The New Testament commandment, what is it? Huh? Love. Check one another's doctrine out. Make sure it's right. And if it don't, cut them off. If it don't pass your test, then love one another. I'm trying to get through this other part here. Genesis 49, are you there? Well, before you read that, go to James. This all flows together. Go to James. Say it out loud, I love everybody. Even if they don't love me. I love everybody. Their doctrine doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't even have to be like mine. I still love them. Would you acknowledge that you don't know everything? Yes. And you might not be right about everything? Yes. Doctrinally? Your doctrine, yours, might be off on some points and spots. Lord, help me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.